Back here at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills as we continue our draft coverage on WBAL News Radio 1090. The Ravens are set to pick 10 times in the upcoming draft, which starts from Chicago a week from tonight, including their first-round pick, the 26th overall. Right now joining us is the Ravens' top scout, Joe Hortiz. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How do you feel a week out?
Excited. You know, we're kind of putting on the finishing touches of our evaluations. The scouts are looking at a cluster of guys, trying to sort some guys out that are in clumps on the board, and looking at some, you know, low-level guys, late-round type guys that I haven't seen yet. So it's a lot of fun seeing some guys you like still and just getting ready for the process to begin.
So what is the process over the next week? You've had your meetings, or are they ongoing? And do you follow back up with more meetings next week? And you were saying low-round guys or later in the draft guys. Are you the tiebreaker for something like that at this point?
Not so much the tiebreaker with the late-round guys. Just what I try to do is just see the players that, you know, there would be a handful of guys that I haven't seen yet that the scouts like or the coaches like, and just kind of put my opinion in on there. And, you know, if we got a clump of, you know, linebackers or safeties down there in the sixth, seventh round, guys that I, you know, this would be my order. And we sort it out. It's a democracy in there for the most part, you know, and try to get the consensus on each player. You know, we finished our group of meetings last week with the coaches, going over every position, setting the board. The board's pretty much set. There's not going to be a whole lot of movement between now and draft day. We're just kind of putting on some finishing touches. Some of the coaches are going back and looking at guys they may not have done yet, or, you know, our coordinators haven't seen a guy, you know, that has made a little bit of a move up the board. We have them look at those. So just a lot of finishing touches, last-minute looks.
How much does the discussion continue in those 3 days of the draft when your pick is up or it's getting close and there might be some interesting names up on your board?
You know, there's a little bit of discussion. The great thing is a lot of times the decision's made for you in the draft. You know, you're picking, you got a cluster of guys, and we have our order set basically on Wednesday. And we go in there on Thursday with our 1 through 150, and this is how we want to pick. And obviously there may be some tweaks during the process. If we take a player at a position, we may say, all right, you know, we'll stay away from a wide out or a running back or a left tackle with our next pick, you know, and maybe take the defensive tackle, you know, things like that, the corner or something like that. But, you know, there's a little bit of discussion, but not a whole lot of, you know, debate on players during the process, during the draft itself.
How would you assess the first-round talent in this draft, the projected first, second-round talent in this draft?
I'd say it's pretty solid. You know, compared to last year, the wide receivers class is comparable, so I think there'll be a good number of wide receivers.
Comparable.
Grow. Yeah, yeah. Not quite as good as a whole, but it's really solid, you know, you like the depth of it too. You know, quarterbacks are thin, but again, last year it wasn't a super strong class. You had the top guys go, and then, you know, you had three go in the first round. This year you're going to have two go in the first round, but they'll make up for it with offensive linemen, some defensive linemen, pass rushers, you know.
What about the overall depth of this draft, even into the free agency period?
I think it'll be good. You know, last year's draft was unique in the time I've been our director, and really in the time I've been scouting players for the Ravens. It was a really, really deep board. You know, this year's not as deep, but it's as strong as some of the better drafts over the years that we've had in terms of having the number of players up there.
Joe Hortiz is with us, Director of College Scouting for the Ravens on WBAL News Radio 1090. As you see it right now, and we've heard it over the years about the Ravens, really draft best player available, but what do you see as the biggest need or two right now of this team?
You know, it's hard for me to pinpoint the need because, you know, last year you don't think – there's years where we think our offensive line is strong, and then you get out there in week four and, you know, all of a sudden it's a big need. You know, the perceived needs are, you know, corner. Everyone wants us to get a playmaking wide out, you know. But I look at the wide outs that played for us last year that are on our team, Aiken, Brown, Campanero, the guys that weren't starters but produced for us. And, you know, all those guys have talent and ability to play well at this level. And so it's hard to say, wow, that's a need that we have to address, or that's a need. You know, if we don't get one, we don't get one. I think we can still go out there and compete and win football games. So I feel good about our team. What we're going to try to do is make every position better that we can through the draft.
Looking at the offensive line right now, there is a lot of youth that's been drafted or picked up at varying points of the draft over the last few years, the Wagners and the Osemeles. That is, to me, I think, kind of what you look at offensively moving forward right now. You say this team could be really good offensively for a long time. How much does that please you to see guys like a Rick Wagner step in year two as a late-round guy and play as well as he did?
Oh, it's a great feeling. You know, especially you look at KO, Ricky, Urschel.
Hurst.
Hurst. You know, guys that we really taken the with the exception of KO, we took him in the second, but all those other guys are day three picks and a free agent, and they all played really well for us. Ricky played outstanding, and credit Milt Hendrickson for, you know, pounding the table for him. He loved him and stuck with him, and then John last year was a example of the process of taking best player available. Guard was not a perceived need with our team, but he was the best player, and we just took him, and he's going to end up paying dividends in the long run for us.
How much do you go back a year down the line, 2 years down the line, 5 years down the line, say, why did I pick that guy? Ooh, what did I do right there? And kind of evaluate yourself about what you saw or thought you saw in a player.
I think you do that almost daily during the fall and during the season, during camp. You know, every guy you pick, hey, he lived up to what I expected, or boy, what did I miss here? And on your team, and then also on other teams. Even, you know, you don't just evaluate yourself on your picks. You evaluate yourself on all the players you graded, and, you know, what did I miss on this guy? What did I not see? What did I overlook that I saw but I just didn't want to account for?
We're talking to the Ravens Director of College Scouting, Joe Hortiz. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back to the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills here on WBAL News Radio 1090.